Well, guys, if you've ever wanted a piece of Janet Jackson, and I say who hasn't, just know that it's not cheap, okay? People found out that over the weekend, when over 1,000 items from her personal collection went up for auction, that's when they found out how expensive Janet Jackson really is. As we told you, that's how she celebrated her 55th birthday. She's 1 year older than you, Tommy. The outfit Miss Jackson, If You're Nasty, wore in the Scream video with her brother Michael pulled in $125,000.
Nice.
Okay. The jacket from the 1990 Rhythm Nation tour and the 1814 cap and black satin gloves, she got $81,000. Okay,
that's a lot for a cap.
Cap and a jacket. Go
and
ahead,
Janet, raise some money.
Yes, and some gloves.
Yes. Yeah. And then one more thing.
Who bought it, Shirley? Who bought
one
it?
One more thing. Listen to this. One more thing. Kim Kardashian was able to score an outfit from the collection, too, okay? She shelled out $25,000 for the get-up from the If video. That was a black crop top and the matching pants. Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that.
So Kim Kardashian, to answer your question, Tommy, was one of the lucky buyers, all right?
Wasn't no whips and chains for sale? Because you remember she performed at Essence and drug somebody across the table with them whips and chains, scared the hell out of my mama.
Yes. I remember that.
We was at the concert and your mom was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go to my room."
She said, "Yeah, it's time for me to go, baby."
Yeah, I was there.
This mama's exit, baby. I don't know why they dragging people across the stage.
I'm not... like, "All right, then, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty."
I'm surprised she lasted that long, though. She did.
Mama gonna go to the casino. Okay, I know my place.
All right, in other news, we got to say once again, happy birthday to our very own nephew, Tommy.
Yay, yay.
My man.
Happy birthday, nephew.
Thank
you. You had a big, big birthday weekend. You got to tell us about it.
I had an icebreaker at my house on Friday where all the sponsors that who was sponsoring my weekend, they came over, mixing and mingling. Saturday, big service project, went to this facility where nothing but veterans live. And
I saw
we painted
you there on social media. Yeah.
Yeah, we painted their entire lobby on the bottom floor.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So we did, you know, did some service work, went around and met a lot of veterans, people that live there, you know, and I just love their spirit. They're all trying to, you know, some of them are just transitioning from a housing facility, and you know, their next step would be they get out and get their own apartment and start living on their own. So it's just good to see them in the transition. And then Sunday was the birthday bash, a place called Five Central in Houston, Texas. Everybody came out and, you know, donated. I was I still got pulling checks out of my pocket. Oh, you know, when the last time you wrote a check? I haven't wrote a check in a long time.
Tell everybody if they want to donate and support your foundation, Tommy.
Milesofgiving.org. That's milesofgiving.org. And there's a button you can click on to donate. And help us give back. I appreciate it.
I'm just so happy that you do that because a lot of times there are forgotten heroes. But anyway, wow, Steve, you look very proud of your nephew. That's good. You should be proud.
Oh, yeah, I'm proud of him. Yeah. I can't be no more proud.
All the enthusiasm you can muster up.
All the stuff he done. No, I can't take no more. If he make me any more proud, I'm damn near be shamed. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Happy birthday to nephew Tommy and also to my father in heaven. This is his birthday also. And this is Ann Tripp with the news. While the conflict continues to rage between Hamas and the Israelis on this day 9, the death toll about 212, most of them Palestinians, including 61 children, 1,400 others wounded. 10 Israelis have been killed as well. President Biden says he supports a ceasefire and he's trying to accomplish it. Meanwhile, the president says the U.S. is going to share its excess COVID vaccine supply with the rest rest of the world. The president says over the next 6 weeks, he's going to be sending out some 20 million doses of Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines on top of AstraZeneca's serum as soon as that gets FDA approval. UNICEF and the World Health Organization, you know, have been urging the wealthier nations to share their excess stores of the vaccine with poorer ones. But Mr. Biden says he's happy to do it, but he's not being totally unselfish.
Rampant disease and death in other countries can destabilize them, those countries, and pose a risk to us as well. New variants could arise overseas that could put us at greater risk. And we need to help fight the disease around the world to keep us safe here at home and to do the right thing of helping other people. It's the right thing to do.
Okay, get this. South Carolina has now become the fourth U.S. state to allow executions by firing squad. South Carolina's Governor Henry McMaster signed a bill into law that allows death row inmates to choose between the electric chair and a firing squad. The new law states that lethal injection remains the primary method of execution if the state has the drugs. However, apparently, South Carolina's supply of lethal drugs ran out in 2013. The other three states that allow firing squads are Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah, which has already put three people to death that way. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, South Carolina has a racist history, especially when it comes to capital punishment, and that 19 of the 37 inmates currently on death row in that state are black. Happens in Canada, an 81-year-old black man, a retired judge, taking his morning walk in Vancouver, British Columbia the other day. Five white cops surround him, cuff him, claiming he fit the description of a man in his 40s. Selwyn Romilly, the first black judge appointed to the top court in that province, he says he was just walking and the cops grabbed him. They let him go once they found who he was. And finally, police in Kentucky say a man thought he could outrun authorities on a state highway clocking 143 miles per hour, but he made two mistakes. Mostly he ran out of gas and he was driving a bright yellow 2015 Ford Ford Mustang. Back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.